traumatic thing, trying feebly to affect yours truly, and I will not let them. I will not let them affect me. What? Quit bothering me. That's better. gonna fight everyone, I'm gonna fight everything. There's just gonna be no end to it. I'm just gonna fight everything, everyone, everything, everyone, everything, everyone, everything, everyone, everything, everyone, everything, everyone, every time. I'm not gonna stop. Just because. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop. This is entertainment. No, I have a lot to say. Problem is, if I could just keep that away from me, as if they're trying to kill me. No laughing matter. I told you it was no laughing matter. No laughing matter. No laughing matter.
And help is on the way.
No laughing matter.
And help is on the way.
No laughing. No laughing.
Help is on the way.
This is a no laughing matter.
And help is on the way.
It's a no laughing matter.
Help is on the way.
It's a no laughing matter. No laughing matter. Oh, I like this. Get everything going at the same time, man. There you go. Get aboard that train to Mount Fuji in space. Aboard that train.
Mount Fuji.
Hello, Mr. Cantor. Won't you sing us a hymn? I find your attitude is not very appropriate.
Not appropriate.
But I find your attitude not very appropriate. I find your attitude not very appropriate. See how far you can fly for that attitude. How big fun here is this effort. Prediction.
on the way.
They were on the way. I guess I got carried away there. Every life is a universe, you know, and it's not just something that can be destroyed by destroying a body, you know, and or destroying some physical thing on the trees on the earth or scorching the earth or doing whatever these fucking idiots want to do. And they are, you know, you have to forgive them in a sense. They just don't have any, you know, their idea of, increasing their life force or whatever is to clone themselves and, you know, and then put the babies in crushers and then take the nutrients of the squoze baby, like squeezing fruit, and then drip it into their veins. That's what they do when they have their IV drips. They're really taking their own, you know, their own cloning. And, you know, they also add in other genes. And, you know, they just basically want to get to the point where, you know, bodies are just a, you know, an incidental, an option. And, you know, what they're really looking to do is actually go extinct. In other words, to actually lose the life force that they have been cultivating through the veins, because, see, they can't leave the blood. So, you know, there's the sacrifices that become, credited to them like a bank account, okay, by the overlords, like the aliens, for better, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, Satan, the Watchers, the aliens, whatever. So they get credit for that. And then, there's the individual boosting and hacking, which they're trying desperately to get into the singularity. So they're not really getting too far with that one because there's the life barrier where when you, you know, basically cross that barrier, you're dead. And, you know, truth be told, they're already dead. They're already dead. Meaning, you know, that whole realm that has to come from that other world, that's the realm of death anyway. So they're dead. And they're trying to conjure dead spirits to come back and tell them the secrets of the universe so they can take over and, you know, become, I guess, like, a Marvel comic book character, you know, Transformers or something, to take over the universe or take over this or take over that. One of the big problems and one of the big things that shows how incredibly stupid these people are, and you go, well, how could they be stupid and make that much money? Well, you can be stupid and run the Economic Forum or the World Forum. You can be stupid and run the WHO. You can be stupid and be president. You can be stupid and belong to these stupid secret societies, mainly a lot of hunting clubs. You know, they're the old men's clubs. And, you know, to where they just basically, talk about the medical breakthroughs. That they're obsessed with medical breakthroughs. You know, how they're going to live. They're going to continue to keep the gains they've made. And as long as you're focused on that, you're an absolute idiot. You know, as long as you're worshiping money, in other words, you are a fool. So it doesn't matter what medical breakthroughs you have or what kinds of things that you do. You're a fool, and you're a fool compared to that guy that's just barely alive. He can't get any medications. He can't get any good advice. He's sitting there dying from the toxic environment. He never had a chance in life. There's no option for him. There's nothing going forward. Everything was just like, whoops, wrong place, wrong time. And that guy is 100 times more intelligent than the people running it because he understands what it's all about. He knows he must turn inward. Turn away from the physical. Turn away from the outward view. In the inner view are all the trees and all the lakes and all the oceans. But there are also all the aspects and elements of those oceans and trees and every potential of them. In fact, I had a vision yesterday. And it's kind of simple, but as good visions sometimes are. And basically, there's only one dimension, was my vision. And that, you know, there's a million different, like, splinters and portals and different things that can be seen through our outwardly viewing broken consciousness kind of view. But ultimately, there is a code that connects all these disparate potentials and streams and all the variation and numbers into one consciousness, one light, one language. And it, you know, and people that experience it, it's almost like the throne of God becomes the translator, right? And translates all the different potentials and aspects into just one thing. And people have experienced, you know, mystics talk about this, and people talk about, you know, they go on the ayahuasca journey and they get it all down to this one thing. All is connected. Well, yeah, in a sense, all is connected, but it's, you know, has a lot to do with, you know, if what I'm talking about is not something for someone who's going to, what, go there and observe. You know, there's no observers allowed. Not in my vision. You don't see. You are sight. You don't speak. You are the word. You don't do. You are accomplishment. And this is what it all translates into. And this one thing, this one beautiful harmony. It's not even a tapestry. There's actually no variation. It's just, it's really not even so much a color or a thing, but it also relates to all things. All colors, all forms, any aspect of anything that ever was, you know, flows through that translator. And when you're there, you're not watching TV. You know, you are basically, I guess, if there's no division of anything. There's no different jobs for different people to do. There's nothing for anyone to see that's, you know, that could be different from what you see. It's simply, you know, you can make it into a metaphor and just say, well, it's the stream of life. Yeah, or you can just say it's life. As opposed to what? Well, it's the whole thing is on. It's electricity. It's on. It's light. It's on. And from that, people derive all kinds of ideas and all kinds of things, and they download them into their little lives and their little dimensions and their little wheel, hamster wheels they're running on, and their little whatever else their trip is. They download all these little ideas and try to make something out of it for their own lives, or try to find something sacred, like a sacred, you know, journey, or some sacred text or sacred something that will just clue them into what the whole thing is all about. And but the question and answer period has long since been over. There is no Q&A. There's no need for a Q&A. So that's, you know, one of the problems that I think the globalist battle is that they can't seem to see what I'm talking about. You know, they just can't seem to see. And even if they do see it, they don't want to acknowledge it. You know, because it what it says is all things boil down into the one consciousness. And there is no other opinion of it. It's going to do what it does, regardless of any of our opinions of it. Regardless of whether they like to tame it, to stop it, to train it, to harness it, to use it. Use the force, Luke. Another half-cocked theories and totally stupid cockamamie ideas like that. Yes, use the force, Luke. Go ahead, Luke. Use black magic. Fuck the force. Use the black magic. Stick that dagger right through the heart. But in every which way, you would be ignorant, limited, and you would be like Disney. You'd be like Walt Disney. You have become Walt Disney now, culture. I noticed that America, the American, like oligarchy of the dumbasses in Washington, the dumbasses in the Hague, the dumbasses in the UN, the dumbasses everywhere, are pushing Disney again. And Disney, you got to save us by putting out more programming. So they're all got this sort of metaverse programming going. And it's a dismal failure. It's any idiot could see. It's a sham on the surface of it. I mean, you know, one more thing. You've got to, yeah, well, when you're 5 or 10 years old, it's not too hard to suspend your disbelief and play one of those characters. And then, you know, that's your whole world caught up in it. And how cool is it that you have some paraphernalia from the movie itself or whatever, and they want you to live in these movies, but it didn't quite happen. And so now there's a big fight. There's a big fight. And, you know, it's just, you know, they want us to die in our ignorance. Like, if you die from this COVID thing, they want us to just, like, you know, give up and die in our ignorance and not knowing. No, you die in your superiority. You know everything. And they know nothing. And that's the problem you have, which is not a problem at all. And I just want you, on your way out, I just want you to tell them, you know, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. You know nothing. But I know. So you kill me and everyone like me, that's fine. But I know that you don't have the goods and you're an ignorant fool. And that's what we all know. And everybody knows. And the whole universe knows. And all things that have consciousness or any kind of self-regarding consciousness know that, at very least, that this is the other. The Borg, the machine. You can't get in here. You are unacceptable. You can hang around Enoch all you want, and you will never get permission from the Most High, because there is no such thing. No such thing. We're going to just riff. We're going to be in the jazz mode now. Jazz. Right? Not going to explain anything to the heathen, to the ridiculous, feeble-minded earth dwellers. We don't talk to them on this show. And they don't get us. They go, oh, is that some kind of right-wing kind of, yeah, deal? He's, like, he's against, what is it, woke or this? No, it's not a political show. To the extent that something like woke enters into the spiritual realm, it gets talked about. But that's about it. It's not worth contemplating. It's only worth dismissing. Yet after that, I still feel I should charge somebody for the time I put into it. Right? Because it is a silly pastime at best, is it not? So look, you, and you know you have the goods, and you know all this, and you know it all, because the learning is, it is not a process, there is no such thing. It's like you get it or you don't, lights on and lights off, so you're on, so you understand, you know, and then whatever else you're supposed to be doing here, you know, you'll be nudged and led to do it, and then, you know, and then thank God you get to get out of this particular upside-down wrong configuration of the fallen angels, which are the fallen angels. This is their world. You think this is a fallen angel world? I don't like to say the word angels, because angels, they can... You know, it's really alien. It's really more cool because they have all kinds of uniforms, right? They wear uniforms on the wheels of Ezekiel. They wear uniforms because they're so evolved. They don't need to talk. They're so evolved. They can communicate right into your head. So there is no seeking. The Most High has obviously alerted you that you are the basically connected in the sense of like tabernacle of the Most High. Therefore, you have no need of electricity, no need of anything, really no need of a body, ultimately. You know, except that you've been given one to use in this situation as best you can. Although it's very difficult because, you know, the first thing that these fuckers do is they attack, you know, the bodies of the children of the Most High. So you see, our people, you know, when a guy looks great on stage being a pastor, like, I'm a Christian pastor. They go, well, is Zeph really a Christian? Well, that's hard to say. Well, in the sense that that Jesus, Son of God, is, I am, and that is my belief, and everything that goes along with that, then that would make me a true blue Christian, wouldn't it? A real one. But not sealing off the doors with dogma and not being exactly churchable and not being at falling into the same clothing patterns of the blazer and the tie and the little children and grandchildren, and off to church we go. Well, that was never going to last because the secret societies had already corrupted all those people. They promised them better-looking wives and higher-paying jobs. And that's what they wanted. They wanted money. They wanted money. That's what they want, money. So they traded that for the truth. And then they became what they became. And now they're threatening to kill you all in order to save humanity. You see, part of the releasing of the bioweapon and the vaccine is to now fix genetic problems. And they said it was not a gene therapy. It wouldn't rewrite your DNA. And now they're saying, yes, it fixes genetic problems. And if you don't take it, they're actually beating people and locking them up. Now, these are real. I mean, this is a real piece of work. This, a guy that would do something like that, they would say, beat some family and take the kids and take them off to concentration camps. Somebody that does that, I can tell you that the pain that they will be suffering in their lives, you know, provided they don't get just their heads blown off immediately as soon as there's any kind of backlash. They're going to be killed with, not just killed a little bit, but they're going to be drawn, quartered, dismembered. They're going to have their, you know, they're going to have their heads shoved up their asses. You know, that kind of battle scene is what you're going to see. You're going to see people ripped to such shreds, you'll never see carnage like that again. When the people finally get a hold of those fuckers in Australia and Austria and Klaus Schwab and the rest of them, you know. But really, if you want to go after the real enemy, basically just look up the CEO of any major corporation that's near you. There's your enemy. You know what I mean? And if you really want to get to the bottom of it, forget those guys. Just look up BlackRock. That's the wizard right there. The Black Stone. We're under the curse of the Black Stone. Is it Black Stone or Black Rock? Black Stone is something else. Anyway, you know, they say, well, how do you know if you know something? Well, here's how you know. Here's how you know. You know, most people in the, I hate to say this, but it's like, there was a time we had like really smart people and, you know, involved in communications and film and, you know, content creators, they're called now. But in the film business, there used to be really smart people. Not anymore. They're really pretty pathetic. But, and there used to be, you know, a handful of directors that we would call, you know, auteurs, you know, who are really great artists and, you know, and everyone loved those and wanted to promote those. And I think what, you know, what happened over time and in the making of all these movies, which got, you know, admittedly worse and worse as our culture devolved, is that, you know, I guess everybody wanted to be one of these auteurs, but nobody really wanted to put the work in to develop their own vision of anything. And because, you know, really working at something, that any craft or art, or, you know, takes time and dedication. But what happened is because the demand was for so much content, because the medium was used to brainwash people. So gone are the standards of, you know, Netflix standards are very, very obviously low. They could hook people in these shows they do. They do these little shows. You know, they master the art of manipulative weekly programming, you know, binge programming. And binge programming is not necessarily quality. It's just doing things in the medium that will hook the audience for the next time and the next time and then, you know, keep pulling them through without actually revealing anything or challenging them to anything or whatever. And I see it. I look with great. It's always amazing to me. Always amazing that as you go through the youthful shows and, you know, like something like Euphoria, the whole focus is on the genitalia. And things like that. It's like, and it's, you know, it's, they're their own worst enemy. I mean, you know, people are all going to watch that. And then TikTok is taking it to an all new trash level. And then everybody has an iPhone. And so the whole medium, the whole idea of, you know, any kind of real filmmaking is relegated to, you know, fewer and fewer people who are going to take the time to do it right while everybody else is taking shortcuts. And it's, so therefore it's bred, you know, back in my day, all the writers were really good, you know, basically people that were good at writing. And then all the people that I worked with in different workshops and, you know, just that I knew along the way, they were all good. They were just like this standard of screenplays, of dialogue, good dialogue, acceptance, you know, style, you know, writing style, all kinds of, you know, thing that, you know, so the screenplay medium actually almost became a legitimate medium. It's not quite, you know, the novel is obviously the king. And of course that's become an ephemeral, I don't even know what you would call it today. It's just some kind of a relic. And you know, it's sort of a sad thing that you're reduced to doing to using film and the medium of film as something to kind of, you know, shock people with things or come up with images and things that challenge people, but without answering what they are, as a way to try to get back into some kind of, but I don't know if we ever could get back to the magic of cinema and, you know, to the way, you know, things have been. Plus, they made it so damned difficult for a little guy to have a voice. You would think with the age of all the cameras and communications, little people would be able to wield a voice. Well, they can in like documentary style, you know, like a COVID thing or something like that. But in terms of fiction and narrative fiction, no, that's not really going to be. And it's, you know, we're going to continue on with horror movies only because that seems to be an area where we can make a dent in consciousness. But, you know what I mean? But the historical drama, perhaps not, right? I was just thinking about a love story yesterday between an alien, a cyborg, and a human. And the, you know, the unrequited love aspect of it. I mean, it's been done, you know. Usually with a poor result, you know, a lousy third act. Starman with Jeff Bridges was, I guess, one that was the most famous. And then I forgot about it, you know, because I just thought, well, they don't need to go through this exercise. And, you know, the point being unrequited love, not whether or not a machine is compatible with a human. You know what I mean? That's the MacGuffin. That's the red herring. The real thing is the unrequited love. The fact that man wants love and can't have it. It's rejected. And it's sad. But then what happens? Well, how does he deal with that? And that's what we want to know, right? Isn't that why we tell... And I mean, I know this is like, you know, kindergarten here, but isn't this why you have one of these kind of stories in the first place? So we collectively can see how man, us, in other words, deals with unreturned love? I mean, but what's happened? How has it gotten so completely insane? We're not interested in that. We want, you know, genitalia. We want, you know, trans athletes to take over women's sports. We want, you know, and on and on and on. We want controversy. We want sound bites. You know, we want TikTok. We want 15 seconds. So Andy Warhol was wrong. It's like you were going to have your 15 seconds of fame. And so all of these things, in other words, the utter stupidity of the American people especially, and then, of course, the people of the world follow, who, again, are at best, you know, feeble, right? They're feeble. They don't know who the leaders, they don't know what day it is, they don't understand what, you know, what... They can't do math. They, you know, it doesn't. It's just, you know, feeble. Just everything is a challenge. You know, it's like, well, what color is this? Oh, well, I would say rouge. Yes, well, what's that mean? Oh, I don't know. It's just a stupid word. Yeah. It's kind of like, I remember when I was on you know, the psychiatric hospital circuit of in a band, and we would play for, you know, like handicapped and retarded type, you know, institutions and also state hospitals and prisons. And so we would, you know, show up and play. And, you know, and that was quite an eye-opener. Uh you know, it's... there really were places like that, that if you became feeble enough, if you were, you know, they would put you in there because you couldn't really, you know, take care of your life because your brain was just not capable of having enough of an IQ to be able to figure out how to live. And so anyway, it's, but back then, the seeds of this entire debacle were happening. And what they were was this obsession with rock stars. This obsession with movie stars had begun, you know, soon after the talkies, you know what I mean? And then World War II especially, and then after that, the aftermath of that, kind of the golden era, the late 40s and 50s in Los Angeles. And the golden era of cinema, the Chinese theater and the premieres and the mob trying to run L.A. and the whole bit was going on. And this worship of celebrity that got going then. And, you know, it was really something of to see the earlier generations, maybe not your parents, but maybe your grandparents' generation, where they would see someone and they would, you know, go into complete deference, like, oh, yes, Mr. Hope. Oh, yes, Mr. Disney. Anything you say. And, you know, there was this formality, like royalty, of bowing and curtsying. And it was absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I mean, absolute disgust is an embarrassment, is how I felt around that kind of thing. And hell, fuck no, I wouldn't do it. You know, it's like, they don't pay me enough. But see, that's what they want. That's what they want. That's what the elites want. It's not just whether they're celebrities in terms of Disney or some entertainment thing. They could be the head of some corporation that mines some element that makes the computers work or something. It doesn't, anything like that. They want this, you know, royalty deference of bowing down to them and then dictating to the entire world because of the fact that the government's borrowing money from all these people. So dictating to the whole world how they should act and what they could do with our bodies, which is the ultimate form of you know, genuflection to an absolute fool. It only takes one spark for this whole thing to come burning down, for this whole thing to be folly, to be ashes. One spark, one little bad little NATO spark over there, and you are ash. And that's the end of this, the Biden. The Biden thing has been, I don't know what's worse, being tortured with Joe Biden, having this, you know, evil puppet, this evil demon in a skin. He's not even Joe Biden. I mean, he's some kind of demon they have in there, you know, like, he's a demon-possessed corpse is what he is. And then to troll, you know, excuse me. I'm almost rid of that, but I mean, still, yeah. To trolley him out and have him say inflammatory things and insults. Like, an example would be, I heard him say this. I mean, my ears actually had to endure this. Is like, I asked the Lord, please don't let me live in a place where the IQ slips before, you know, 30. Please don't do that. That's torture for me. And then I heard Mr. Genius Biden say, and we're going to finance, you know, I'm asking the Congress for $5 trillion. And it's for the middle class. It's for the Latinos and the blacks and the blah, 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 and the Pacific Islanders and anything except for white people. No white people can apply. So he's getting money from taxpayers, many of whom are white, and denying it to one, you know, deciding to brutally attack a race because of some kind of guilt they have for having been bad to blacks in the past or whatever it is that they're operating on. But the end result is complete stupidity, beyond, more retarded than your kindergartners. In other words, let the kindergartners go to be in Washington now. Let the kindergartners be there and go to Congress. Let them now decide. They'll do a better job than these people. It is disgusting. You know, you can't have public policy and just then have racism be part of the U.S. Constitution. It's completely backwards from the whole point. You know, you make mistakes, you live with them, you work it out. But these people that want this radical stuff, again, no IQ, no idea, no education, only propaganda, only, and then stupid logic of, I want, I need. No, brute, you know, they're it's barbarism. And they're the barbers. It's barbarism, and that's really what they are. They're just barbaric people. And they only know what they want and what they need. We need and want, you know, fuck, and punch, and burn down, you know. And that's all the commies really care about, is recruiting people like that. They have no mind. They have no soul. They have no purpose in life other than to just hurt other people and take whatever they can grab. There is no other purpose. There is no other purpose to life. That's it. So, you know, I think this is the main thing that we're seeing. You know, the devolution of not just consciousness, but of, you know, the disposition and, I guess you could just say the dropping of knowledge from the system. So that it's just based on a system of base desires and corruption going nowhere, being dictated to by stupider and stupider people who have no clue, you know, what day it is half the time. And they say, you know, things like, well, you know, if you get vaccinated, you know, you got to worry about the unvaccinated. No, you have no problem. You won't get sick. No, you have to worry about the unvaccinated pose a problem. So in other words, they you see all these things they do? And yes, both are true, and it's okay for that contradiction to be there. And it's all part of the doublespeak of getting their way. And what's their way? The way of the communists is the way of punishment. In other words, punishing humanity for having tried to be free. And then punishing them until they fight back. That's it. No, they have no idea. Oh, a commie love story? Oh, I love your toenails. Look at our little son. Who's he going to grow up to be? Maybe another Fidel Castro. You know, and is there anything else in life? No. Power? Money? Sex? No, that's it. And punishment. That's why Obama didn't make it too far, because he's intellectually challenged. That's why Elon Musk is making it far, because he's intellectually superior. As is people like Joe Rogan are trying to stand out in terms of culture. But you can't win this in a cultural battle of Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. They can't win this. Come on, guys. Quit thinking that there's some guy that's going to save you. Right now, you're down all the way to 3 IQ. You're down to, like, no ideas, no language, no culture. You know, and then everyone's throwing music in front of me like I'm supposed to listen to this and listen to that and listen to this and listen to that. And I'm seeing all these bands who are just basically regurgitating the glory days of Led Zeppelin. And what the hell is that all about? You know, is it that desperate? Should have never worshipped Led Zeppelin. I mean, now that you know that, then knock it off. Start listening to, you know, symphonies. Start listening to, you know, something. You know, you turn music off completely. You know? If it's just going to be a retread anyway, what it's used for is to retread your mind. To get it going back and back and back and back and back and back and back over and over and over. And the rock stars themselves are too feeble-minded at this point to be able to tell anybody to knock it off, because if they were smart, they would say, hey, quit worshiping us, worship God. Anyway, so there's the other advice. Worship God. You know? And ask God to lead you on your journey. However big or small you think it is not even relevant. Whether you think it's big or small, that's your hang-up. Everything is big. Everyone is big. Every need is big. Every person is big. Everything that you think is big, it's huge. And when you're upset, it has repercussions all over. You can feel that when you're crying, you can feel that something is around you, some presence. You're affecting something with those tears. So it's big. So that's it today. I came back to do a little bit more. I'm going to see if I can read this encouraging prayer today. You know, and I cuss a little bit because I differentiate myself, I think, from, you know, I'm a layman. I'm not intending to have let's see if I can find this prayer today. I thought it was particularly good. Let's see if we can find it. All right, so now this was something that Larry sent around, but we have these in our, you know, kind of in the morning before we get going with what we're going to do. And I know some people say, well, how can you do such lewd movies and violent stuff and weird stuff and then have this prayer thing going on? It's like, well, it's an interesting world we're in. You know, I didn't ask you to judge. I just am sharing my experience, but you don't have to listen. Romans 15, 5 and 6. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Kind of goes together with what I was saying, one voice. This one translation. Good morning, Father. Lord, we love you. By your grace and your glory, Father. Today we go back to the studio to finish the quantum mix. What a blessing. We're in complete agreement with you and your word, Father. There is harmony between us. Thank God, Father of all creation. Please come and dwell with us today. Have your way with us today. Lord, we know that nothing is a surprise to you. Where we are, what we have done, and what we have left to do is all in accordance with your perfect plan and your perfect timing. Jehovah Jireh, please, in the name of Jesus, bless these declarations as we speak them out loud. Because we believe it, we will now receive it. We are your children standing strong and claim your word in every area of our lives. Father, we thank you that we're chosen. We're anointed and appointed. We are blessed. Yes, we are. Amen. We are gifted. We are talented. We are smart. We are sharp. We are agile. We are strong. We are beautiful. We are made in your own image, Father. You who knew us before we were in the womb. You who know the exact number of hairs on our head. Thank you, Jehovah Rapha. We are healed. We are healthy. We are fit. We are fully equipped. We are well able to do all the things through you, my Lord, my God. Unleash the full power and total measure of our God-given talents and gifts. Glory to God. We love you, worship you, Father. All for your glory, God. We lift our hands, our hearts, and all that we are, that we have, Father, is yours. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We love you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're, as you can hear from this, we're about to go into the studio to try to, you know, bring to a conclusion and kind of an ongoing project, which has been the sound of Quantum Devil, which features a soundtrack by Colin McGinnis that is, I think, the best he's ever written. And so we're hoping, and, you know, I was there yesterday. I'm the creative, basically on this one. I'm coming in at the end as the, because of my ears are highly tuned. And so I catch stuff nobody else catches, you know what I mean? So I was watching it yesterday, and we were going through reel one, and it just was floating. The picture was just floating. It was like it was just watching a movie, you know what I mean? And you had to really concentrate to be able to listen and listen for areas where you might want to increase the music or a subwoofer or a surround effect or something, you know, so you're listening for that. But really, it's going by quite nicely. And then today, hopefully, we had some other issues, other technical issues. And so we're hoping to get it done. It's a time of COVID. We have all kinds of problems getting in the studio, and that seems to be overcome. And then we've had the, you know, we've been sick, and then we've been under medication, you know, to get over it. And then at the same time, probably it'd be good to just go home and be quiet by ourselves for a while, you know. You know, and quit pushing the, you know, relying on the meds. I've got a nebulizer here that I'm going to use with budesonide later on for this, clear up the lungs. But yeah, it's a nasty, even if this is the Omicron thing, I mean, it's a nasty, nasty thing, this bioweapon that was released by Fauci and company and Obama, under Obama's care. And, you know, you're not allowed to go after the people that did it, but I just name who they are. So you not, you know, you already know that, but we're kind of in the, you know, and I'm thinking as we're watching the movie, I'm trying to, you know, assess, well, what kind of a thing do we have here? And again, it's, you know, part of it is art. So subject to interpretation and, some of it that's continuing to have this sort of, you know, this these little quirky things we do. And I think the bigger picture with this one is, you know, we all reap what we sow, and there is no honor among thieves, but dishonor among thieves. So it's kind of a traditional tale. But, you know, I think it's something that's absorbing enough. So when people, you know, watch it, and you typically will be at your home, you'll watch it, you'll get into it, you'll be, you know, it's not like Girl Next where it's kind of a really sort of loud and things are popping off all over the place and there's a bunch of WTF moments and everything. It's more, it dives into a more contemplative, well, I wouldn't say completely contemplative, but you know, like a science experiment type of movie, you know, It's kind of a throwback to the movies of the 80s. And I think it's going to really, I think a lot of people are going to like it. And I really like the music in it. It's really, you know, tremendous. And I even have a song I'm not allowed to play for you guys. But I collaborated with the composer and then a brilliant singer in the UK. And I wrote this song, and then they helped me, you know, put it together and orchestrate it. And then we brought her into the studio. And we did all this in the time of COVID. And then it just turned into this, like, amazing song. You'll hear it on the end credits is when it's going to play. And so I only did one thing, but it's, you know, people think if it's a hit, we better do something to clean up some of the audio but it's got that, it's got a special, well, you know, I like the music to be special, but it's highly produced. You know, it's a high amount of talent. You know what I mean? Done like a normal, not like my funny productions I do, but you know, me as an actual producer, I produced it. You know, I think a lot of time I just goof around, and I don't show people that I actually have that side of me. And it's like, I'm not getting any younger. I better, you know, get serious about producing. You know, if I'm going to produce, if that's what I want to do, I should produce more works that are more serious. But I don't know. For me, it's hard to take it seriously. This one was actually meant, there's a story behind it. The song that's there is called Ether. And I can't play it. But it was really meant for, you know, somebody else. And it was actually an actress. But they started, you know, not communicating with me and sort of blowing me off. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. And I didn't, you know, want to respond and be some kind of like, oh, please talk to me. You know what I mean? I didn't. So I basically said, okay, F off, you know, and went to, got my other friends going with it and was able to, you know, save the day and really turn it into the great song that deserves to be. So I'm saying it's great now. I think you're going to agree. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great.
Okay. But there is that side of me, but it doesn't come out too often where I produce something of, you know, of on that level. So we pray this kind of prayer, like what we prayed here. This is like a daily thing before we start the day, you know, and then so now it's this, you know, making the right decisions with this film, going in there to make the right decisions, putting God first and asking him to put his hand of favor on us to just steer us while we're in there harmoniously. So, you know, because you know how things get very heated. You can argue over whether someone's going to, you know, an ego gets involved and whether someone's going to have a change, or you're going to make this into something else. And no, I hear it this way. No, I hear it that way. No, I hear it this way. No, I hear it that way. And, you know, we don't have anything like that going. We're just three of us in there working on trying to get to the right thing. And I was really amazed at how much progress had been made. You know, and then today will be the last, hopefully the last reel, you know, from me. And then it could always be adjusted again. I'm going to have to do the down mix on it, but I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be great for people. The other news is Girl Next has won millions of awards. But it's looks like it's. I mean, I'm not sure how this is gonna, when this will be, but pretty soon, We're going to have a kind of a limited theatrical in Spain of Girl Next, and that's because we have a Argentinian actress, and she's going to be they're interested in that connection. So that's going to be a we have to get they're going to pay us to do it, but we have to get the subtitles in there or something for the people. And I prefer subtitles to actually
voiceover
to hiring an acting crew. That's $25,000 there, and I don't want to do that. So I want to see if we could make a few thousand euros and not you know what I mean, and not go the other way if we can. But so things like that we have to put in God's hands, and then that opportunity came up, and then other things are going well, and then and then some things kind of go back into reverse, and then we've got some things that need to be dealt with, that where people are not treating us right, and so there's a whole bunch of things like that. And then there's the idea, will there be a world when these films are good? It looks like, on the one hand, their entire program to annihilate the entire human race looks like that's going down the tubes this week. Now what's happening? Well, the stock market's on a tear, and Bitcoin is up again. Yay! It's so crazy. If you're a good comedian, you could have a feel. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys aren't allowed to really say anything. Well, that's too bad. Anyway, this year I want to get my health back on track. So join me on that. I want to lose weight. And I definitely did more drinking than I care to remember, and eating this last year or two with the stress of the movies. I just ballooned out like a blimp. And, I'm basically like, if I don't watch out, don't put me on a string, I might just fly away like a balloon. So what we need now is we need to prayers, and we covet your prayers for us all to be focusing on getting in shape. And I've got this quantum healing thing, and, this frequency healer, and I need to get into that. And I've just, I just really want to take this to the next level. I've been playing injured over the last few years, Trish, too, and where there's things I could fix, but I don't really want to do a surgery. I always try to find a way around it. And, and that might be like where some of my energy is going. And, it's a lot to figure it out. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed being the only people that know anything. That's you. You're the only people that know anything. You realize that? Because the other people they know Fauci's bad, created, the virus, weapon, Event 201. They know all that stuff. But that's not anything. I mean, really know stuff. Stuff. God bless you, each and every one. Each and every one of you is. And, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Ha ha ha.